That's some nice LaCroix. Anyways, hello and welcome to the SGE podcast. You can call me Gary, and I am your host for today. This is the second episode for the podcast. I'm still fresh and new to this stuff. So, of course, please judge. I have a guest with me today. He is a special friend of mine. Friendship started in K4. K4. Our friendship never was unhealthy. I have to say we have gotten mad at each other and argued. But then the next day we were better than ever. Please introduce yourself or else I will.
Alright, so it's me, Jonathan, John, Johnny. Those all, you can either address me as either one of those three because he to be named Johnny when my real name is Jonathan.
Guys, his name is not Jonathan.
It is!
Anyways, okay.
You mother...
Okay, I'm glad to have you here, John. I invited you because I invited you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I brought John here today because today's episode is about, you guessed it, inside jokes. We just taught an inside joke, and you probably didn't even realize. His name is not Jonathan. Inside jokes are a special thing. It's like a secret language, you know, that only you and your friend or friends can understand. Okay. If some of you guys don't know what inside jokes is, I will explain for you. Probably very poorly. Yeah. Inside jokes are created by something you said or a certain action you did. Like, let's say your friend made the funniest, weirdest sound ever. You'd probably laugh at it, and let's say you mimic the sound they made. A day passes by, maybe. You make the funny sound they made. You both laugh because you both know what you're talking about. And other people around you will be confused because they have no clue how the story started. Yeah, I did explain that very poorly, but at least I tried. Moving on, me and John are going to explain the inside jokes we have. John, what's the first inside joke that we have that comes to your mind?
You want me to name one, or do you want me to name the first one? Because I can't remember the first one.
Just name any, and then we can talk about it.
Oh, okay, so... I know there's one that it happened yesterday that I'm not gonna say. Because you kept bothering me about it in my life. I didn't like that you kept doing this stuff to me, Gary.
Yeah, okay, this inside joke is personal. We best not include it to the podcast. But I have a list that I've created.
How about we talk about the crazy one? You
know? Oh, yeah. Good day. Okay.
Can you start us off?
Yes, okay.
How this happened?
Sixth grade, first year of middle school for us both. There would always be this one person, they would pull down strolls with breakfast on them. For some reason, they gave you breakfast in your class, which kind of bothered me, but yeah.
Morning. It's fine by me.
You could volunteer to give out the breakfast, and there would always be breakfast, always, and sometimes they would put craisins in it. I hate craisins. And I don't know who started it. Was it me or you?
I think it was me.
Yeah.
Because you said you didn't like craisins. Well, I'm going to bother this dude.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, this is probably how it started. He gave me craisins, and then I would just throw it back at him.
I kept giving you them.
Yeah. He would sneakily walk up to me. Craisin. Here you go. One time he put it in my backpack. And that thing got spoiled and made my backpack stink up. Yeah, and that's the craisin one. I forgot all about that inside joke we had. If we just say craisins, no one else would understand.
Yeah.
So basically, it's just me hating craisins, and you just...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's talk about. No, I know you think of one. I already thought of one. So.
Okay then. Good morning, Krusty Krew.
Oh, what up, man?
Okay. Good morning, Krusty Krew. That's an inside joke me and John have.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I will tell how this started.
Yeah, okay.
So, one day in sixth grade, just like the Crazen, except it was at the end, the last period, instead of the first period, like the other story. So, we were just walking, we were walking towards computer class, and I need to get my memory. Oh yeah.
You guys would be in class and I would be at the door whenever I come in. Oh no, wait, whenever someone else comes in, I say that.
Let's say. Whenever someone entered the room from the front or exited the room, he would always say, "Good morning, Krusty Krew."
Every time.
Every mother time.
There was this new girl that joined our class, confused out of their mind when I did it.
Oh, yeah, okay, so...
Okay, code name.
Okay, so...
Give her code name.
The story. Let me tell you, or let's talk about the day this mother... this guy named Cody, the worst kid on earth, stole it.
Yeah. One day he decided to just copy me.
Exact same thing. Gary, am I telling me this or telling this one?
Yeah. One day, codename Jack, came in and just stole my joke out of nowhere. The joke was
Gary,
going so.
Name. I already said this one guy.
Well, it's a codename. They don't, guys.
Codename loser.
Jack.
Codename obese. There you go.
Yeah, okay. And he stole my joke. And that definitely bothered me. Everyone stopped liking the joke I made because this guy copied it.
No one liked this guy, okay? No one liked Codename Obese, okay? And he was like one of the worst kids on the earth. Literally, let's just say this other kid that people got annoyed at, actually, and not liking.
Codename.
Codename Obese got beat up by codename Airplane. I call him codename, I'll say Codename Airplane because he always makes airplanes.
Okay.
Oh yeah, by the way, I'm playing Donkey Kong 64. I bet you know none of you actually care.
Yeah.
I love you too. Anyway,
no homo, so, guys.
Yeah, no homo. If those are guys.
Okay, continue.
Okay, then that goes to the girls too, even though that doesn't make any sense. So I'm not a girl.
Yeah.
But anyway, no homo, and so yeah, no one, yeah. The kid, Codename Obese, got beat up, and everyone actually got happy, but then Codename Airplane got expelled, and a lot of the guys in the school really wanted him to come out of being expelled. It's pretty great, because the Codename Obese finally left their school.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It was the happiest day of everyone's lives, the end.
Yeah, this was...
This isn't story time, but I would have been great for the story time.
Yeah, I wasn't around at this time, but I could imagine the drama going on.
Yeah, he should have.
Anyways, you got another inside joke we have?
Let's see. Let's talk about one of my nicknames. I'll let you choose which nickname. John or Johnny?
Johnny. Or John, actually.
Well, all right, son of a... Alright, so let's talk about the John one.
Yeah.
So, how did it start again? How did I get my nickname Johnny?
Well, I feel like I got a recording because a friend of a friend of ours, code Rhesus, Rhesus pieces.
Colored paper.
Yeah. Okay, that's an inside. That's an inside joke.
Ever have him on the show though?
Yeah, he will probably pop up, but if not,
why
that's.
Why do we call him the code then?
Let's just call him codename paper. And by the way, that's an inside joke that we might explain later.
Wait, Donkey Kong has one of those long leaps. I never knew that.
Okay.
Like Mario from N64. None of you guys know what I'm talking about because I'm just playing the game while we're talking because I'm bored.
Okay, what were we gonna do? I mean, I forgot. Mm-hmm. What were we talking about?
We were talking about codename
paper. No, I thought we were talking about how your John thing originated.
Yeah.
Codename Paper called him John in one of our recording sessions. And
we're talking about Johnny, not John.
Oh, no, but then I said let's do John. I don't know where Johnny come from.
You said you wanted to do Johnny.
But then I said John.
All right.
Where did Johnny come from, actually?
All right, you stupid. All right, you mother.
Where did John come from? I mean, Johnny.
Okay,
so John came from this recorded session
I can actually recall this one. So, John came from this one where it's the recording sessions. Well, we're recording a video for this man's channel.
Yeah.
Little B.I.G. here.
Okay.
Codename Paper called me John. I was like,
alright. Out of nowhere, and then we started bursting
randomly
into laughter.
During the video, he called me John. I was like, huh? But I didn't say hi. I just didn't even listen.
No, but then we were laughing. I was laughing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I don't remember the rest. I just know that he called me that.
Yeah, okay. That's one, John. They don't know. Is that it considered an inside joke? I don't know. Anyways, let's talk about piece of paper. Now, if this offends anyone of you out there, I am sorry. I don't mean it. Me and John are not racist.
Yeah, I'm not racist.
Yeah, okay. So, codename Paper.
We make racist jokes all the time. We even make fun of our race.
Yeah, we do. But we don't mean it. It's just a joke. Okay.
Donald Trump tries to hide us.
Yes, okay.
Mexicans rise up. We're trying to get rid of it.
I don't.
Let's exterminate.
I don't remember how we just called him Paper, but I know why we call him Paper.
His skin tone.
Yeah, his skin tone. We would. He's white, and we would call him Piece of Paper.
He's way white.
For obvious reasons. And we don't mean it in a racist way. We're just joking. We would call him Piece of Paper.
Is that really racist? Because there's a bunch of different white people that are different kinds of white. There's your typical goth girls sometimes, or your typical very, very white. Then we have your typical white girls going to Starbucks. Then we have your average white. Oh, wait. Okay, let me name the skin tones, you know?
Okay.
So you have your very, very white person, you know, look like a vampire. You have your average white girl that goes to Starbucks. You have your you have those Mexican whites that don't want to get trampled by Donald Trump. You have those kind of dark ones, you know? You know, you have mm-hmm. those kind of dark people. You have those really dark people. Might as well call them milk chocolate. Then you have those really dark people.
Guys,
I did not say anything
about this. Just remember that John said it. Anyways, you did say it. Any other inside jokes we have that you can remember?
Hold on, let me complete this challenge first.
Okay, while he's doing that, I'll just I'll subject from my list.
Fill this.
Grandpa Gary!
Alright, build this. crying inside now.
Remember Grandpa Gary? Of course you do.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let me
This was when we were young.
Let me tell you these guys. This is the story. I'm going to spread it out.
This is extremely cringy. We were young, okay? We were young.
Gary, I'm a new man. I'm not shy anymore. Look, I'm so not afraid.
No, I would say it. It's just that it's cringy, though.
All right, so.
We were young.
Let me tell you the story. So one time we were able to go outside to the track.
Right? Yeah, the school had a track.
Me, and paper and the what was it? Project paper or wait?
Code paper.
Name? Oh, code paper. Me and code paper and Gary decided, hey, we want to play like this adventurous game, you know?
We all
chose our different characters. Code name paper really liked Pokemon back then, so he wanted to be Pokemon Froakie. I obviously wanted to be my favorite video game character, Sonic. Yeah, gotta go fast, you know? Gotta go fast, you're too slow. You're
that reminds me of another inside joke that we recently just made.
We have a joke. That's not gonna be an inside joke.
That is gonna be an inside
anyway.
Joke.
Anyway! I didn't laugh at it at all. I wanted to cry.
But you get it. You know where it's coming from.
I don't like it. I'll stop you right there, sir.
Okay, continue the story.
I'm gonna fiddle your sticks. Anyway, so. Okay, so anyway, Gary wanted to be an old man for some reason. I don't know where this came from.
I was the wisest guy.
My grandpa. So all this story. So.
I always had an old voice. I had an old man impression.
Yeah, we continued with this kind of thing every time we went outside, and pretty much a good amount of times we did this. We played the game. He always died. Stupid.
Yeah. So the main plot was.
He's like Johnny or John. I'm dying.
I wanna give you all the Chaos Emeralds. Oh.
Forget it.
Yeah, this was a very cringy point of our lives. I didn't like it. I don't like my past. Let's see.
I like Gary. I like Codename Paper's past.
Wasn't Code Paper trying to save his girlfriend or what was it? I forget.
Oh. Yeah. Codename Paper.
Yeah, Codename
Paper. I
don't
remember. It was like this leaf kind of Pokemon.
He was trying to save his girlfriend. Oh. Just thinking about it, just. Yeah, so there's that story.
My god, DK can actually do a spin dash.
Okay.
It's hot.
Okay. Let's see. What other inside jokes? Do you have any?
Oh yeah, sure, man. Oh yeah.
Oh no,
sure,
let's talk about Sonic.
No, I'm not gonna do that. That's not gonna happen.
Okay. So, when John left to go do something, I think, oh yeah, his tacos.
Okay, so do I have any voices that's an inside joke?
You have your, what's his name? It's that one cat from, I think, Looney Tunes.
Oh, okay, there's an inside joke that I remember. Okay, so, there was this girl named Emma, alright, oh, wait, shit. Oh, well.
Don't worry, you glitched out.
I did?
Yeah, you did. Code name!
Wait, can you edit that out?
Yeah, I can. I can make it silent.
Okay, so, code name...
No! I'm cutting that out.
Okay, so there's this one...
Code name...
Hold on, I'm gonna
thought.
Come up with the code name. Don't hear more.
Code name thought.
Code name emo, alright.
Oh, good.
That's what she.
Okay.
So, I decided, hey, I want to annoy this girl so much. Because I'm that kind of guy. So I'm like, hey. I broke out my Sylvester voice. Anyway,
Yeah,
so
he did
I
that.
bust him out, and like I say sexual things to her.
Yeah, he does. Don't give examples, but he
I'm
did
not gonna
that.
give a dang example.
He did
So
that.
I bust out sexual noises, and it's really funny.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I know
Yeah, so
exactly what joke he would do with that voice. And yeah,
you have
I
to tell
no, you're not
me.
gonna tell it on the podcast. Moving on.
Can we tell at least one thing?
No, we're not gonna tell one thing.
It has to do with the bed.
The dead?
The bed.
No. Guys, no.
Ah.
No. No.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Okay. So.
Next inside joke, me with the skirt.
What?
John, you know what comes to your mind whenever I say skirt? I want a skirt.
Gosh.
You know exactly what comes up. Okay,
Oh, I
I
thought you were
think.
talking about like some like a word. I didn't thought you were talking about the skirt. Yeah.
Okay, this originated. I think it was in PUBG, was it?
Yeah, PUBG, I
Yeah,
think.
we were playing PUBG,
So we were playing
and.
some PUBG, and Gary said Gary found a skirt as clothing, and he's like, "I want a skirt." Gary actually told me this like a few months ago also, that if when or if he gets Splatoon 2 on the Switch, he would want to borrow his friend's amiibo to get the schoolgirl outfit,
Yep.
which has a skirt.
Yep. But I wish you could turn yourself into a guy. Can you?
You can't turn yourself into a guy
With a
and
skirt?
wear it, but you can't have the skirt.
Wait, why? I need the skirt, John. I don't accept this.
Yeah, he doesn't accept how wearing a skirt without being a guy.
Okay, and
Well, would you accept it
guys.
anyway?
Probably.
With being a guy or not?
It has to be a guy. And there was this one time in PUBG where he took my. I saw a guy with a skirt on an enemy. John took the skirt and ran
Oh
away.
wait, no, okay, no, okay, I kind of remember. So one time we were playing PUBG, we found this guy wearing a skirt. I was like, "Oh
We killed him.
no."
And I told
Yeah,
John,
we killed
wait.
him.
I told John,
Before we
wait,
could get in, I
I think that's a
grabbed the
skirt.
skirt and wore it. I ran somewhere to hide it.
Oh,
And he wanted to be in the storm or in the zone until he had his skirt. So I had to show him where it was so we could have escaped and try to win the battle royale.
No, I'm pretty sure you didn't even show me. You just ran
Oh yeah, I
away.
didn't show him.
I actually found it, and then I tried going back into the circle, but
Oh yeah, okay, no, I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember finding it. Never mind.
I found it, and we had to run to the circle. I ran, and then I died eventually because I was very damaged trying to find a skirt in the storm.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's that inside joke.
Because this idiot
Skirt.
wanted to wear a dang skirt.
Yeah, oh, and also I asked John on in Smash Bros. You can make your little custom fighter.
Oh,
He said
yeah. He
he
wants
would
me to
make
put him as
me.
a maid.
He said he would
He
make
wanted a
me.
maid outfit. Here, I posted that online, so you can pretty much take that, you know?
Yeah, you could.
So you can. You want to get. Or do you already have it?
I don't have it yet, but I will later get it. And I knew there was a skirt in the game, and he told me he was making me, so I said, "Hey, I want a skirt." And he did it, and I was a guy, and I think he gave me. What kind of hair did you give me?
Some blue hairdo with a ponytail. It's
Yeah.
actually a guy's
Guys, I'm not gay.
hair, huh?
Yeah, what were you saying?
It's actually a guy's hairdo, I think. It's like some actual anime guy's hair, anime video game guy's hair. Yeah, it's like blue hair with a ponytail.
And yeah, that's how the skirt just happened. Can you think of other
No.
ones?
You know these story. You know we could have done stories, but you just wanted to do.
Yeah, but we'll do it after. We'll do it after news time, because news time is coming in 5 minutes, so let's tell a little quick inside joke. I have one. Dave. I don't know if you remember it. I don't know if you remember it. Okay, so in the bus, I was bus patrol. You tell people to sit down and stuff like that. And I would tell people my name is Dave, when really it isn't. And then everyone started calling themselves Dave, and our bus driver's name was apparently Dave. Yeah, and he kept saying, yeah, and I was so confused why he just kept saying yeah to us whenever we said Dave. And his name was Dave.
Oh, wait, is this an inside joke or can it be an inside story?
It can be an inside story, but don't make it too long, because we have, like, 5 minutes until daily news.
Oh, okay, so... Wait, no, I'll wait till daily news, I guess.
Okay, then. Do you have anything quick to say?
Alright, so let's talk about one more inside joke.
The toilet.
Okay, Gary, help me.
The toilet.
Okay.
Okay. When we were in elementary school together.
I'll tell this story.
Yeah, he can. Go ahead.
Good boy. All right, so it was a day in elementary, fifth grade, before our other inside stories happened, like our first two. So it was fifth grade. We went to go have recess.
Recess.
And Gary and this boy over here thought it would be. He said that he has a toilet, and it was this small slide.
Yeah, it was really small, and it was the best.
That's what she said.
Okay. Yeah, but it was small and curved and like okay. When we left school, I engraved my name in there. We'll talk more about this after Daily News because it's almost coming up. We might as well just tell the inside story when Daily News is over.
Okay, should we tell the story of the
let's just talk a little bit more about it. Let's see. Yeah, I said it was my toilet. I would usually just lay down in the tiny slide. The most tiniest slide in the playground. I would lay there.
So, yeah, one time his toilet actually got stolen, too.
Yeah, somehow it got stolen.
And we had to get him a new one.
Yep.
We had to choose from two twin slides.
Yeah, I didn't like.
And definitely a bigger slide than the other one.
A lot bigger. And it was bumpy. And then we had another option for the three slides. There was three slides in one section.
Yeah.
Yeah. And was it the biggest slide?
Yeah, the biggest slide.
Yeah.
Had three slides.
And lots of people go down that slide. And I had to eventually just keep moving.
Big slide.
Yeah, okay.
Big slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, just saying, everyone actually did like that big slide.
Yeah, and I was just,
it was pretty fun to go down.
I mean, that playground was pretty cool, to be honest.
Yeah, we also had a Pizza Hut.
Yeah. If you climbed all the way to the top of the playground, there's, like, stairs. Or you can just climb up the slide, like... The cool boys do it.
You can just be that kind of person.
Yeah. And,
You can be the rule break.
And you could see a Pizza Hut far away
when you go to the Pizza Hut sign, boy. Yeah.
And that was amazing. I remember saying I would order pizza from there all the time, but I never did.
Yeah, you would order pizza from there.
So, what kind of pizza would you like? Pepperoni?
I like sausage and pepperoni.
Okay, pepperoni and sausage.
That's a bunch of garbage.
Lots of garbage. Oh, we can talk about that after Daily News, which is in 30 seconds.
Alright, I'm gonna take a rest here.
Okay. Here we go. 30 minutes.
All right, I'm done.
30 minutes. 30 minutes, come on. 30 minutes. Oh, wait, I don't even think it would be 30 minutes, because we have to cut that stuff out that you said earlier.
Eh.
Eh. We'll just start daily news early. Here we go. 3, 2, not 1. Okay, now, it looks like we reached 30 minutes, which means it's daily news. John, can you say cue the music?
Nope.
Okay, well, looks like I'm saying it. Cue the music. And welcome back. I have chose some articles from my personalized custom discovery section on Google. Okay, John. I listed the articles I chose from numbers 1 through 5. I want you, John, to choose a number 1 through 5 to decide which article we have to read. If you don't like the article you got, you can change it by picking a different number. But once you change your number, you can't go back to the article you first chose. Go ahead and choose a number.
Alright, 5. Wait, no.
Okay.
9. Wait, what are the numbers?
I said 1 through 5.
Oh. Oh, man, I was gonna make a joke, but it was not. Okay, so.
Okay.
You probably already.
Yeah, I already.
Anyway, so. 5.
Okay. The article is number 5. Mysterious cat fox discovered may be a new species.
No.
Okay, you can change it.
Garfield.
It actually looks like Garfield.
Oh, yes.
So this article, or do you want to change it?
3.
Article 3. Horns are growing on young people's skulls. Phone use is to blame, research suggests. Okay, well.
That's just as boring.
Okay, then I'll just do Article 1.
So I don't know.
I'll do Article 1. Fan creates surprisingly brilliant Super Mario Battle Royale. Now this we can talk about.
Which article is that?
It's Article number 1.
Gotcha!
Okay. So, me and John were actually playing this earlier. I played it first, and then I suggested it to him.
Yeah.
I saw a YouTuber play this, and
yeah.
It looked fun, and I just suggested John to it. It is fun. You can make your own little squad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you kill each other? Can you kill each other?
No, hope not. Well, actually, I think it did kind of kill you with that shell.
Yeah. In this game, it's Super Mario Bros., right? But there's 75 Marios playing on one same course. The Marios can interact with the blocks, the turtles, basically most of the stuff Mario can interact with. If a Mario gets a superstar, he can just kill the people by touching them.
Yeah, he runs into.
Yeah, and Mario with the fire flower, you know, the little fire Mario. He can kill people with the fireballs, which I think is a brilliant idea.
I think
that Mario game is cool. Anyways, we were supposed to read Article 3, but that's fine. Anyways.
That one's boring.
Anyways, back to inside jokes, but we're gonna do inside stories.
Yay!
Okay, continuing on the the story.
Interrupting? No? Well.
I'm gonna be saving. I'm gonna be saving your boy Didi, you know, unless you hate him. Then I'm not gonna be saving your boy Didi. I'll just stay here.
Did you tell the viewers anything while I was gone?
Yeah, I said I was gonna save your boy Didi unless you don't like him.
Okay. Okay, continuing. I'm gonna have to cut that silent part out, so it's gonna sound weird. The inside story about the toilet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say how it was stolen. Wait, how was it stolen?
Huh?
How was my toilet stolen?
Oh, yeah. How his toilet was stolen. Let's talk about that, boyos. So...
Wrong name.
Okay, so you want me to tell you the actual story? Well,
is it personal?
No, no.
Huh?
No, I just don't really care.
Oh, okay then.
Do you even remember? Okay. Oh, no. Alright, okay, so let me tell you the story here. So, this girl, let's call
code
her
name.
Code name the Hay.
Very, very code name, John.
Yeah. Her name is code name the Hay.
Oh, wait. Me and Nahe had an inside joke. I would scream whenever she touched me. I don't mean that in the weird way, but... I don't mean that in a weird way. But the little joke we had, is that I would scream if she touched me. No, it was not like that.
Sure. Thanks for scaring the viewers.
Yeah, no problem, viewers. Anyways. She was new. She was new, and I welcomed her by screaming whenever she touched me.
She thought he was hot.
Yeah, I'm very hot, guys.
Just kidding. Ha, that's a lie.
I'm very
true
hot.
Story. Fake.
No. This guy no hot.
I know you're not hot, but who am I?
Not hot.
I love you too. No.
Okay. I love that silence of 2 seconds of silence. Okay, any other inside stories? Because you said you wanted
to
do that.
Yeah, I'm trying to play my dang Donkey Kong 64 while I'm here.
Do you have any inside stories though? Because you requested to do that.
Oh yes, let's talk about some inside stories here. Alright. One day. Okay.
Is inside stories a thing?
Huh?
Because if it isn't, we're doing it. Okay, continue.
Anyway, can I do this in a good voice? Boyo?
Sure. What? Wait, whoa. What do you mean by good voice?
A storytelling man voice.
Oh, of course. Voice
of a man telling a story.
Yeah, okay.
One day... All not very far away, it's literally in the galaxy. One day in the galaxy, not really far away though, there was this boy. His name was Gary.
Yeah, that's me.
He was on the path of, hold on, I didn't actually chosen a story.
Nice stalling.
My story?
Nice stalling. I don't know. I don't know what story I can give you. I don't know.
Let's give a story.
Know what?
No, you don't need to know. Anyway, yeah.
What, so you don't have a story?
Come on. No, I just want you to tell me. Give me a story, dude.
Give you a story? How about code name? How am I gonna tell you this without telling the real name? code name Kayami.
Huh?
Kayami.
Kayami. Oh, I see.
Yeah, you can talk about her.
So what story? About Kayami.
Her being emo. Or when did I annoyed her at one point. Oh wait, whoa! I got an inside story. Legs of Steel. There we go. Oh yeah. Okay. Do you mind telling that story?
So telling the story how you kept saying.
Okay.
Okay. One day in sixth grade, not so long after the inside jokes, there was this one boy named Gary. One time he went for a run. During recess, he really admired his legs when he was running. He was like, legs of steel. He really enjoyed those. He just kept calling them legs of steel because he thought they were really buff when they weren't.
Yes, they are, John. You don't understand.
I know.
You never had the experience. You can't understand, John. Okay, continue. Was that all?
I don't really know the rest of the story. You never told.
Yeah, okay. So first, I started trying to make a group. We would play tag. We would play tag.
No.
And I started starting a group called Legs of Steel whenever we played tag. Codename Kayami was fast, but I was faster. Let's see. John was extremely slow. At one point, he started running, which was the most amazing sight I've ever seen, because you never see a man like that run. I saw John run, and he never runs. He never runs, guys. It was like seeing something that doesn't exist at all in real life.
You know what else was like that?
It was amazing.
Hey Gary, you want to know what to right now? You know what you never could see anymore?
What?
Me without my hoodie.
Oh, what did I used to? Did I put your hoodie on?
No, those were my glasses.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's another inside joke.
Plus, if you did that, that would be very gay.
That was another inside joke. I would always want to wear his glasses, because they actually worked for my eyes. I told John that, but he never believed it. I thought glasses were cool, but I made a mistake. Now that I got my own, I don't like them. I want John's glasses back because they make me smart.
Wait, were they the reason you got glasses now?
No, that wasn't the reason. I had to get glasses years ago, but I never wanted to.
But then you felt good when you wore them.
The first time when I got glasses, I was like, this is amazing. I can see everything clear. People's faces are clear. Clear.
When
like
I played video
clear
games, I was like, wow, this is kind of blind. I can't really see anything. Like, back in the Wii U days, we were playing Splatoon. But then, one time I was playing Splatoon, my parents walked in the room with glasses. I wore them. Right?
Were we calling each other?
No.
Oh.
I was playing Splatoon.
Yeah, okay.
I wore them, and Splatoon looked so much clearer. All the graphics, everything was, like, better. Like, whoa.
By the way, if you don't know what Splatoon is, it's just a game of shooting ink, trying to get the most ink on the map.
How
would
he not know what Splatoon
is? I don't know. Just people out there don't know.
Wow. What losers. They must have no jobs.
I didn't say that. That was John. Continue.
If you don't know what Splatoon is, you're heartless. Alright. So here's like one inside joke. Let's go away from the stories
And let's talk about how gay Gary is, okay? So, this one time, I felt like I wanted to call Gary gay, you know? He was really...
What? I come back to you calling me gay. What's going on?
Oh, don't worry. I didn't tell... No, this was actually just the start.
Okay. Okay, John. Anyways, what was that story about your glasses?
You wanted to wear them?
No, about you and Splatoon, something like that.
Oh, the first time I wore my glasses, I felt like the game was much more clear.
Yeah. And I would like to wear them. But he never let me, and I don't know why.
It bothered me that you kept stealing those glasses.
But they're good, though.
You keep bothering me.
Man.
Stealing my glasses. I don't like it.
I don't wear my glasses that much. I don't like them. I just don't like them. I don't know.
You always like...
Yeah, but I always liked wearing your glasses.
Why do you prefer my glasses, you little...
Because they made me look smart.
The other ones could make you look smart, too.
No, they don't. They're just glasses.
How does that make any sense?
Makes lots of sense, John. Here's another
that
inside
makes
story.
No sense. Glasses are glasses.
But your glasses were glass what? Guys.
What were my glasses?
Glass guys.
No. Gary, glasses are glasses.
No, but yours made me look smart.
No.
Yes. Another inside story. Push button. John knows exactly what that is. Y'all don't know what it is. I had an invention that I came up by just folding paper. Basically origami, but I don't like considering it origami. It's a push button. This was back 6th grade.
Oh yeah.
I made a push button to decide who you liked.
Yeah.
You would push the button.
Yeah.
I would flip the paper up and it would say boy or girl. They pick boy or girl. It's hard to explain this on without physically showing you guys. But it would just decide. It would decide who you liked by choosing a number. And I have to say, people loved the thing. People really did. And, John, you told me someone stole it? Codename,
let's call
Princess Perfect.
Huh?
Princess Perfect.
Yeah, let's call her codename Princess Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is what happened, my boy. So, what happened was, this girl... Yeah, Princess Perfect over here. Okay, so the reason why I called you to tell you about the thing was like, this girl, Princess Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. John just one day called me and told me the bad news.
This girl named Princess... So I walked into the classroom. Princess Perfect was talking to her friends, and I saw this weird thing that said, push. I was like, wait.
Wait.
What? I looked at it, and it looked like... I kind of just overheard spying secretly. You know, I'm good at that.
Yeah, stalking. You're stalking.
Okay, fuck you.
Continue.
Oh. What?
Continue. About you stalking.
Well, thanks, Jen.
Okay, spying.
Anyway, so this girl. Yeah, I'm a spy, okay? So this random girl, yeah, she showed it to her friends. Her friends kind of used it, and she flipped the paper just like how Gary used to do it back in the day. I was like, this sure looks like a
this sure looks familiar.
Yeah, and then at the end, I found out this is a push button replica. I was like, how dare she?
Yeah.
I'm annoyed at this.
Whoa.
I hate this. She gave it to them, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know?
And then you called me about it.
I decided after school I'd call Gary and try to get him so I could help him with this.
Yeah, exactly. Princess Perfect stole my idea. And, John, you're telling me it kind of looks like mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So he called me about this, and I said, no. This is not going to happen. There's no way Princess Perfect is going to steal my legacy. And I taught John how to make the push button. I had my logo in the back. It's Zodge. It's just a Z. And at the end of the Z, it's just a line going straight up. That's the logo. I taught John how to do it. I told him to go tell people about it. Tell people about the push button. Let them use it.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that go, actually?
Let's see. I let some boyos use it. Charlie. Oh, one thing is that code. Oh, yeah, code.
Whoa. Yeah, code.
Yeah, code. Code Obese was a boy and a girl.
Oh, back to Code Obese.
And this guy your boy B.I.G. doesn't know that came up this year.
What came up?
I've been calling you B.I.G. here.
Don't you dare. No. No. I'll tell you the B.I.G. later in another episode. Anyways, continue.
So, yeah, let's just call this one Code
The twins?
Code Memer, or Code Meme, alright? Because that's pretty much what he technically is one. He is pretty much a good one.
Oh.
So.
Is it?
Yeah, he's good.
Is it number two?
So, he. Okay, no, the first one I showed is let's call him Code. Code Coworker, because my coworker at a comic that I will not say.
Oh, okay, I got that. I know who that is. Yeah.
So,
this is probably so confusing for the viewers.
I showed it to him in my second period. He tried it out and he liked it, so he decided, I decided, let's show it to some of your friends, boyo. And he was like, yeah, sure. And then I showed it to Code Meme. He saw it, he's like, hey, let's make, let's see, what should we call him? I don't know. Gear, I don't know what to call this one.
Do you have Discord on?
He's one of the twins, you know?
Oh, we already have a code name for him.
What is it?
The one that starts with a C?
Yeah, C, the one that's C.
20.
What?
20. If you watch the other podcast, 20? You would understand.
All right, code 20. All right.
And the other one's code 22.
The other one's code 22. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So code 20. We showed it to him. And Code Mean decided, hey, let's make him choose this specific person. And he did choose him, and it was really, really funny. Because Code Obese is both in boy and girl. It was hilarious.
Okay. So the push button had a section. When you opened up the push button, there were sections, boys and girls. And the boys section would be the section of boys listed in numbers. Code Obese is a guy, but he was in the girl section. That's what John wanted to do.
Actually, he's in both sections.
Oh, yep, okay. He's in both. Yeah.
Yep. Because no one likes
him. Wait, so did 20 get...
Yeah, no, okay, so Code Meme told him to choose the specific ones.
Is Code Meme... Wait, Who's called Meme? Paper?
No.
Not Paper. Okay.
The new kid that you didn't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you tell Paper?
Did you show Paper? I think we made him try. No.
Do you know who he got?
Yeah, I think it was actually successful.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah, it worked. And code, what was her name again?
Princess Perfect.
Oh yeah, code Princess Perfect stopped making them.
Oof.
Oh yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, oh,
yeah. Got it them worked. Out of business.
Oh yeah.
That's what you take for stealing my idea. Princess Perfect, you're not hearing this, so I can say stuff.
Alright, wait a second. Who is hearing this?
Yeah, who are you? Who's hearing this?
If we mention one of you guys in this podcast,
We're just, okay. People that we're talking about right now are going to watch this.
Code 20. We're chill, right?
Yeah, we're cool, right? We weren't talking about you in a bad way. Okay, code 20?
Well, I never actually talked about him in a bad way.
Yeah, exactly.
It was pretty funny when that happened.
I talked about y'all in the last podcast. I don't think it was bad.
Well, I don't know that one, so.
I don't think it was bad.
I didn't watch the entire thing.
Yeah, I know, of course. Who would?
I'll go watch it now.
Who would watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If you made it here, congrats. This is your new
record. Yeah, this is your award. One of my voices now. If you like, okay, Gary, I'll let you choose which one they want.
Which voice?
A is Toad. B is Cleveland Brown.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you had that impression.
C is Sylvester. He will not be inappropriate. He will just be anything you want to say.
Okay.
And D will be Mario.
Okay, this happened in the last podcast. I think we're running out of ideas, so we try stalling.
No.
What was
no,
B?
This,
what was
their
B?
Their reward
though?
For getting up.
Yeah.
So.
What was their? What's B?
Yeah. Okay. So A is Toad.
Wait. I want
B,
no Cleveland Brown. Cleveland Brown.
Yeah. Wait. No. Choose which one you want. A,
Cleveland
B,
Brown.
C, or D.
B.
B.
Cleveland.
Okay. So what do you want me to say as Cleveland Brown?
I just want you to say their theme song. It's not theme song. What is it? You know what I'm talking about. My name
the
is
theme
Cleveland
to
Brown.
To Alright, you know what I need to do, Gary?
Yeah?
I need to pull that up because I kind of forgot it.
Okay, while he's doing that, LaCroix. Please. I'm drinking it, but I don't like it. Lots of people like it. Is LaCroix supposed to be sparkling water? That's my question. Because the sparkling water tastes disgusting. Sorry to you people who like it, but for me, I just don't like it.
I got it.
It's making my stomach just go bad, man.
I got the thing.
Probably because I don't drink sparkling water. Sparkling ice is good.
That's nasty. Hold up. Let me do a test if I can do it. That's nasty. Alright, I think I got it. Da-da-da-da-da. My name is Cleveland, and I am proud to be right back in my hometown with my family. There's old friends and new friends and even a bear. Through good times and bad times, the true love we share. And so I found a place where everyone will know my happy mustache face. This is the Cleveland Show.
Yeah,
That's nasty.
Yeah, that's his impression of Cleveland Brown. No, please. What are we doing?
Wait,
Mario
has no lyrics. That's right.
Oh yeah. Oh, I know what to do. Voice crack the music.
Voice crack the musical.
Yes.
Gary.
No, please, please, gay. No.
He's really
no,
loving doggies
no,
and
no,
Shrek
no,
all day.
No, 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 no. Okay, we're almost reaching 1 hour, so I might as well tell an inside story you don't know, John. I haven't told you this yet. Lawfully wedded spouse. Remember when I had that name? Okay, so
I didn't like it.
I had my name on Discord as Lawfully Wedded Spouse. And only me and codename Zonny from the last podcast know this inside joke because we both had it. We had a recording session that was never uploaded.
Wait, is she watching this one?
I don't know. Probably. Hi, Zonny. Zonny, I don't think you're listening, but because I don't believe that you would watch this whole thing. Yeah, anyways.
There was this one girl named Bryn who was also named Brian, which was really hilarious.
No, I called her. I called her Brian.
We all called her Brian.
We all called her Brian. And John tried shipping us both while I didn't know this.
I didn't know this girl. No, I'm not.
You tried hooking me up with this girl.
Oh, yeah, I did some good editing
skills. Yeah, he sent...
It's a picture of me.
It's a picture, huh?
Is she like a year younger than us?
I have no clue, John. I don't know this. I met her online. I don't know this girl.
I don't know. This is not pedophilia because we're all in this together.
This is not pedophilia because I didn't like her and John tried hooking us up.
We're not adults, so none of this pedophilia stuff is an excuse.
Anyways, he sent a picture of me taking a selfie saying, "Are you ready for our date, Bryn?" And I think he still has the picture. And anyways, back to my lawfully wedded spouse. So me and Zonny from the last podcast, we were doing a recording session of reading Shrek fanfics. We were reading Shrek fanfics, and it was about Shrek liking a piece of toast. And, we were reading it, and we were dying of laughter. One point it says, "I love my lawfully wedded spouse." And she kept annoying me by saying that. And, yeah. Well, it looks like that's all the time we got. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you are hearing this right now, if you made it all the way to the end...
Hello, Zonny. I am probably no version of you, because I also annoyed the hell out of this boyo.
Yes, he does. But I also do the same to him.
Howdy, partner. How are you today?
I would turn on my, my disc player... Whenever John didn't tell this specific story.
Oh, so you nut sucked about a bunch of boys today? All right.
Yeah, we're just ending it there. Huge shout out to you guys for staying here, and plus also huge shout out to Apple Podcast. One of my episodes, Apple Podcast. It's just another place to hear my podcast. You guys reached 1,000 in one of my previous trailer episodes, and that really...
Yeah, you guys should have not done that.
that made me happy, and...
That made me...
Yeah, anyways, do you have anything to... Oh, yeah, by the way, sorry for the previous podcast. It had some audio issues. Yeah, if you watched further in, it had audio issues. Do you have anything to say to the listeners before you leave?
What?
Do you have anything to say to the listeners?
You guys are all a bunch of...
Goodbye, listeners. I'll probably see you in the next podcast.
I'm just kidding, but, good. If you don't play banjo, what kind of game
Goodbye! Love you, no homo, guys.
Yeah, he does.
Nope. No homo.
A lot of homo.
No. No, yeah. No homo.